listening to Two Sugars, brought to you by Deliquo Communication, deliquo.co.nz.
Got me tapping my toes. Mungo Jerry in the summertime. Yeah.
You know, there's something about these good old oldies, eh? Us oldies, you know. we just last forever. Everybody wants us to go. There's too many of us on the planet, but nothing like those good old songs.
Yeah. Good old songs? Did good old you end up managing to see midnight? Or did you
not in the slightest? It was sort of like, you know, too much of an effort to keep the computer logged in and operating with my bed down at the same time, and
Well, I did. We headed up north, and, yep, I managed to just do it, and it was, here's a real kind of weird mental mindset here. It clicked over, and I went, good, I'm going to bed. What kind of New Year's that? You know, I want to make it. You know, it's like a little kid. You know, like when the babies and then they start growing a little bit and they don't want to miss anything and they're so tired and their eyes keep closing and they keep waking up because they just don't want to miss anything that's going on around them.
I think it's like I've got news for you. When you get older, you revert back to doing that too. But, you know, I would have if I'd had a mate to stay up with, but there were a couple of bands around me and, you know, I went out with my bottle of wine and some nibbles and put it on the table that's sitting out in this Freedom Camping's place and thought somebody might come join me, but no.
Well,
so I was like, right, I'll go have my own party, and I partied myself to bed.
Absolutely. As well, here we are. We're already a week in. The year's already zooming past us. But hopefully all of us out there, we're still on holiday. I know, some of you might have had to just jump back to work for a wee bit, but it's all that time of the year that we kind of only half work anyway, don't we?
It's going to be interesting to see what this year brings. I'm sort of really quite excited about it because there's so many changes in the world, you know, like our weather and everything's changing. I mean, Mother Nature is just changing so many things in our lives. And one of the most interesting things that I'm finding and fascinated to see how it progresses is what the orcas are doing. You know, have you heard about how the orcas are coming up to boats, even great big huge tankers, not just small boats, and they are banging on the rudders of the boats and they're making the boats stop because if they bang, and there's a pod of them doing it, and if they bang the rudders hard enough, they'll break them, and so the boat eventually slows down and stops so that there's no vibrations going through the rudder, and therefore the orcas lose interest in the way they go again. But they're becoming more and more organized in doing this, and I find it fascinating. Why are the orcas? I mean, number one, this fish has got such a big brain, such a clever brain, that it's managed to pick out the weakest part of the boat, the rudder, and they're targeting that. Are they playing or are they being aggressive? Yeah. Nobody knows. Nobody knows whether it's aggressive, but it's a very new behaviour. And the other thing that's really new is they are now swimming and hunting with dolphins.
Wow.
And dolphins used to shy away from them. And you'd never see them together, but they are now hunting with dolphins.
Wow, that's interesting. I'd heard the first bit, I hadn't read the full story, so I'm glad you kind of expanded on that. But I'd heard a bit. No, I haven't heard about the dolphins and the orcas together, because I always thought orcas were quite nice, as in nice, friendly.
Well, I've swum with them, I mean, they are one of the most vicious, most dangerous animals in the sea. They're right up there with the great white shark when it comes to their hunting skills, because the biggest thing with them is that they hunt in packs. So they're like, you know, you think of a tiger out in the forest and you think of a pack of wolves. And the wolves can often do far more damage than what the tiger can ever do. So the orcas are pretty much like that, but they pretty much feed on stingrays and things like that. So they'll often come into fairly shallow waters. I swam with some orcas over in Cowell Bay. We were anchored over there, and these orcas come in. And, I mean, the big daddy one that has the great big huge dorsal fin sticking up, he even swam between the boat and the anchor chain.
Wow.
Didn't worry him at all, but they were going right up close to the shallows hunting stingrays, and they weren't the slightest bit interested in me and my snorkel gear swimming around watching them. They just came round and round and round pushing the stingrays up into shallow water where they could nab them. I've never, ever seen them out in the wild. When I've been up in the islands and round there, I've never come across orcas, ever. I've only come across them down here in New Zealand. I've never felt threatened by them. I've never felt in danger by them. In any, they haven't come up to me like dolphins will come up to me, but I've never felt threatened by them. So dangerous? I don't think so.
Interesting, isn't it? Now that you say that, actually, I've seen them do that before as well, and they were teaching their little baby. And there was a whole lot of us just watching. We probably sat there and watched for a good hour or so. And they were, you're right, chasing the stingray to the edge. It was absolutely fascinating. But interesting, isn't it, about the boat? So what are the, good question. So we're going to watch out throughout the year to see if we can see any more stories about that. Are they playing or are they hunting?
And their learning behaviour.
Yeah.
You know, they're just learning. They're so intelligent. They're incredible creatures.
Maybe they're saying there's just too many boats and we want you out of our water. Hey, listen to that message. Interesting. And maybe some of you are out there swimming with the orcas right at the moment as we're talking about them and you're thinking, oh, my God, are they hunting me or playing with me? That's an interesting one to go to. But it is that time of the year, isn't it, that we're all out in the water and I hope we are being safe. Just so many drownings that we keep hearing about. Guys, keep yourself safe. Make sure that if you are swimming on a beach that has the surf lifesaving guards, swim between the flags. That's what they're there for, and the people will help you out. And I mean, I don't know, you know, on your travels and all around and, you know, swimming on the beaches and stuff like that, would you have ever been caught in a rip?
Yes, I've been caught in a rip several times. I mean, you can't be a water baby and live in the water for 40 years and not get caught up at some stage. I got into a really dangerous rip up in Papua New Guinea one time, and I did what you're supposed to do, just went with it, but slowly sort of trying to quarter my way across. And I eventually managed to get out of the rip, thank God, and it was a rip that was coming inland, not going out. It was shooting me up this river, but it was taking me up a river where there is an amazing amount of crocodiles.
Oh,
I wasn't really keen on going up that river. I was out in the ocean and I wanted to stay in the ocean and didn't want to go up there. But anyway, I did manage to quarter my way across it and then swim back to the boat, which was a huge swim. It took me about 3 hours to get back to the boat. So very dangerous, but very important that you don't try and go against the rip. You just can't. And it's easy to see a rip. If you're on a beach where there are no lifeguards at all, go to the highest point on that beach and look to see where the change of pattern in the waves are, and look to see whether there is any flat, clear water sort of that looks like it's the best place to swim because it's smooth. Don't go there.
There you go. There's some really good advice. And you're right. You know, I can imagine when you do get caught in a rip that it's pretty difficult not to panic. But you're right. Go with it and get yourself out slowly. But if you're there, hopefully with any life, and we should be supporting them as well. You know, obviously they do an amazing job keeping us safe. So if you are out there and you do see our
lifesavers.
There you go. See, it's, I think all of that wine that I had to keep me awake at you know, New Year's still just addled all of those brain cells.
Oh, come on. It's a week after New Year's. You can't blame that. You just haven't woken up properly. Have another coffee.
If you see them, support them, though. But while you're out there, have an amazing time in the summer, you know, and at the beach and that. And if you are working, sorry. Anyway, that's it for us. Do you know, I think, well, I'm addled, I don't know. No, I mean, Irene's as sharp as a pin as she always is, but we're actually going to just put on a few songs just so that you can later just sit back and enjoy it. Coming up, Pharrell Williams and George Thorogood for you. Guys, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. She's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
to you, don't waste your time. Here's why.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Thank you. And out the door I went. the jamboree hootin'. I go down to the bar, see my bartender. I said to him, man, come on down here. He got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. See my baby since I don't know when. Mr. Bartender, sister, set him up again. Wanna get high, you know I got to get loose. Give me a triple shot of that New Jersey juice. When I get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch and a beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Are you ready to boogie? I want you to put your hands together, welcome an old friend of mine, the world's baddest boogie guitar player, and a good friend of mine from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Elvin Bad Boy Vision. Then I'll sit there at the bar, getting drunk, I'm knocked out, feeling good, feeling groovy, drinking bourbon, scotch, and beer. Miller High Life, champagne, a bottle of beer. Safer when you're having more than one. And the king of beers when you really want to have fun. I look down the bar from my bartender. We just jam. I tell my bartender, I said, look at here, man. Bring a couple of them long neck buds down here for me and Elvin. He said, what you want this time? Oh, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Ooh, I ain't seen my baby since I died before last. Mr. Bartender, fill up my glass. Give me a drink, you know I ain't have enough. Give me an Elvin a shot of that Jersey stuff. Get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch and a beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Elvin Vision!
Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.